The Superman?
That's what you were singing.
I don't think so. And welcome to A Casual Stroll to Mordor.
No, that doesn't count.
Why doesn't it count?
Okay. You're not putting my Superman singing in there.
Sure, I'm not.
You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at Lotro from a casual point of view.
Welcome to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. I'm your host, Merrick.
And I'm Gwenstar.
And we're back.
Yay!
We weren't gone that long.
It was just a week extra. I told you that we weren't going to do that while we're in Texas.
I brought the stuff.
Yeah, for no reason.
Well, I got to damage a pop guard, so yay.
You got, which one? Is it mine?
No.
Okay.
It was yours, but I gave you mine. Because I knew you would have a problem.
I got
with
one
that.
With your spit on it.
I cleaned
it. Oh, it looks dirty.
Oh, you didn't even notice.
I notice now.
So, yeah, it was fun. It was a good trip. We got to see everything. Some things. I don't remember.
We didn't get to see much, but it was okay. I was okay with just not doing much. Hanging out with your family, pretty much.
Yeah. I was busy every single day. That stunk. I wanted to just relax.
I can only think of one day where I did nothing. But
yeah. When I go to vacations, I just want to do nothing. Because I do a lot of stuff on a daily basis.
Yeah,
I
we're
don't
not the,
do
like,
a lot of stuff.
We're not the people
vacation.
That go on vacation to hike somewhere. We're the go on vacation to sit and read by the pool.
Or even in the bed in the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm less expensive.
That's right. I am cheap. You buy me a book and I will sit.
Okay, so what have you been up to, Golden Star?
I'm 57 now. About
we're
halfway
close.
To 58. I'm halfway to 58, I think. About. Somewhere about there. Alondria, I think I said that right finally. Sent me some more minstrel legendary items, which is cool because I was able to like get a bunch of them to 11 and, you know, destroy them. So that was fun. And then I had some backup, so I was good. And he also made me a small high seas rug, and I put that in my house already.
Oh, wow.
It's very pretty. Cool. It's got like a sailboat on it or something.
Or something.
I don't know anything about boats. It's got a boat with a big sail on it. I would call that a sailboat.
Okay. That works. Well, it is the high seas, so yes. It should be something related to that.
We did some questing. I got the well-traveled deed finally.
Excellent.
Yes. And I don't think I got it properly because I thought that you're not supposed to die when you do it.
You can die.
Oh, because I fell through and I retreated before I actually hit the water. And then when I landed at the retreat circle, it says, you win, da 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 da.
Did you jump down the well?
Well, yeah, I jumped down the well. But I died, like, exiting the well. I didn't even have to hit anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I came out of the well dead and, like, was falling through the sewery area.
Oh, the waterworks?
Yes, I was falling and didn't land yet, but I was already dead. So I retreated because I was like, well, I didn't get it because I'm already dead. And when I landed in the retreat circle, it said, you got it. And I said, whatever, I'll take it.
Okay.
we're working on our volume 2 quests. So that if we go to Lothlorien, they won't shoot us in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. We've actually got book 1 and 2 done. We're working on 3. And then we'll go to 4 and we'll do the whole math thing.
That is so fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Yeah, so we're trying to do that so that we're not, you know, yeah, we're 60, but we can't leave Moria still. And other than that, we've, you know, Siege of Mirkwood came out.
Yep.
I didn't get to play on Mirkwood Day. Baby Hobbit would not allow it. She's got a third tooth starting to come out. She's like getting a full mouth of teeth in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But so I missed out on that, but everybody was nice enough to leave a comment on our blog and tell me all about what they did.
Yeah, it was. It's been a struggle.
Yeah, but we did. Well, we've only tried one skirmish
together,
and we failed.
Well, okay, it's the Weathertop one, and we made it all to the last boss. And as those of you who have done skirmishes know, it's like, okay, it's like difficult, difficult, difficult. Oh my god, here comes Armageddon up your bum bum.
You are so loud. Yeah, so, but I have not, to this date, finished a skirmish outside of the tutorials.
Yes, I have finished the tutorials.
So I am not doing that hot.
I figure, at the very least, I can start a skirmish and then get it to 1% of the skirmish marks and see how that goes. It gets really difficult. The last bosses are pretty difficult.
Yeah, that last boss in the Weathertop one we did was just insane. There was, well, okay, first of all, we did it with 2 people.
Yeah.
We were supposed to have 3. But we did great up until the boss, and then there was just like every monster in the world came to Weathertop.
Here comes Moria, or here comes,
you know,
Mordor at your doorstep right now. Yeah,
everybody. And I was like, holy crap. So yeah,
it was a pain in the butt. So we've kind of looked it up. You need a dedicated healer. You can't rely on your soldier for heals. So we're, you know.
My soldier is retarded, I swear. My soldier is useless. I was in another skirmish today, and you can't really tell what's going on. Like, there's just so many, like, players and NPCs and monsters that I have no idea where my soldier is during the fight. And, like, the fight finished and the dust cleared and everybody moved away. And my soldier is in the corner with his head facing a wall. Like, I don't think he helped at all.
That's playing as a minstrel. Right? Yeah, I mean, let's just clarify. You were playing on your minstrel. It wasn't on your burglar, because I know burglars have problems with that. When they go stealth, the pet goes crazy.
Yeah, I'm not. No, I was playing as a minstrel, and I don't know if he helped or not, or if he was just, he's like, I'm dumb and I'm gonna stand in the corner.
Well, at least you got to go in and see what the 12 man's like. And
yes, I got to do a 12 man skirmish today. Didn't complete it because I haven't completed a skirmish yet, but it was pretty exciting.
You would do it again.
I would.
And you're not an instance person, and no, you would do it again.
I had fun. I had a lot of fun. Did it with my guild, my kin.
Yeah.
Sorry. Every other game on the planet calls it a guild. Oh, no, I guess Star Wars Galaxy called it a player association.
Yeah, well, that game's stupid, so who cares what they called anything.
But, yeah, I did it with a kinship, and they were very nice to let me come. I was the only one who was below 60. Like, there was Az is 62 already, and there was somebody in there that was 63. And
slackers, don't you know there's 65s out there? So, I'm kidding. I'm 57.
I was like,
about?
Well, if you average out the 63 with my 57, that equals a 60.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Those are crazy. We'll get to those later. So, I have been mainly, since we've been back, well, even on vacation a little bit, reading dev diaries and blogs and posts and holy bingo baby baba, whatever. It's a lot of stuff to read. I cleared out my dev diary tracker last night, and today I wake up and there's like 30-something posts by devs. Come on, what the heck? Stop complaining, guys. Seriously, unless it's a bug. I'll get on to that. We won't talk about that. So anyways, I've got my 2 alts, Runekeeper, Elf, because I'm not doing another Dwarf. Sorry, Dwarf lovers.
Ha-ha!
No, it's not that. It's just, and I know I can take my Dwarf somewhere else and do the intro quest.
Thorn's Gate?
No, the Thorn's Gate quests are horrible. It's like, let's go look for birds, and I'm going to send you to a location where there are no birds. No, it's just awful. The elf questing is just superior. I don't care if you guys say the Shire is awesome. It is awesome, and it's my second favorite place. But the ElfQuest is just streamlined, go, go, go. I love it. So I was thinking about making my warden an elf, but that's too many elves. So right now, he's a human. He might get remade into a hobbit. I can't decide. I'll see how it feels. But got him going. Having fun on the Runekeeper. He's up to level 8. So thumbs up there. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. It's basically, here's my boomstick. And that's pretty much the description for it.
I have not made any extra alts.
No. No, we talked about this yesterday. You're probably not going to do an alt until you hit level 65 with Golden Star. Because you have to reach a certain point in your mind where you're done with that character.
And I don't see what's wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong. You're a serial leveler.
I think that you're a serial leveler. You're trying to level 9 characters at the same time.
No, that's ADD leveler. I'm also trying to decide if I should use the auction house to sell stuff. I'm still reluctant to use the auction house.
I don't really use it either.
I would love for somebody who, if you make money at the auction house and want to share some tips.
If you want to be on the show and tell us how to do it.
Yeah, that would be good. Send us the email.
Because I'm dumb.
Yeah, we're not very familiar with the auction house and looking at it trends, see what's hot, see what's not. How do you make money in the game? That'd be a good segment.
It's going to be like a bunch of emails saying, you sell crap.
Yeah. Okay, there's more to it than that.
You put stuff on there for monies.
You sell it.
And you sell it.
It's amazing. Well, I tried to sell a Second Age Loremaster book, and 2 times it came back to me.
Really? Did you identify it first?
I did identify it
first. Did it have crap on it?
I don't know. I thought it was good.
I just put up a Second Age something something. I don't even know what it was.
It's a Second Age. You should want it. It's cool. It's from me.
It's not a Second Age minstrel, I don't mind telling you that. And it's not a guardian, because he would have taken it.
Yeah, so now it's sitting on my lore master because I can't sell it to anybody.
Well, that's something anyway, right?
Yeah, that's cool. We got a Second Age. You got a Second Age last night.
That's what I'm saying. I had one on the auction house that I just put on.
Did you sell it yet?
I just put on this afternoon.
Oh, okay. And let's see what else we've got going. Alondria sent me some stuff as well, so thank you very much. Really appreciate that. A lot of legendary items and a small high seas rug, because I have a small house.
Well, I think they're all small high seas rugs. I don't think there's a large.
Well, it was perfect, because if you'd sent me something large, I wouldn't have been able to use it.
Yeah.
Because I have no large floor space.
Well, he probably heard you talking about your big rug thing that you got that you can't use. So that was nice. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And let's see. Oh, gosh. Siege of Mirkwood opening was horrible.
It was horrible.
We'll talk about it. It's horrible for me.
I heard that it wasn't bad.
For me, it was bad. Okay, here was my experience. I logged on in Moria in the Chamber of Crossroads, and I wanted to go to the 21st Talk because I thought I would go ahead and update my post with the skirmish camp location in the 21st Hall. So I bought a ride to the 21st Hall, and I get halfway down the hall, maybe about 2 minutes from chamber, and then I'm just standing there, going forward, moving back, going forward, moving back, going forward, moving back.
I believe that's called rubber banding.
Yes, it is called rubber banding. And so I'm like, well, what the heck? So I get off, I get back on, I run forward, and I run back. And I get mad about 5 minutes of trying this. So I'm like, okay, I'll go somewhere else. So I go, I use my hobbit skill to go to Mickle Delving, take a horse to Hobbiton, and take a horse to Brockenborings. And guess what? Right where Ted Sandyman is, I start moving forward, moving back, moving forward, moving back, moving forward, moving back. I was quite upset at that point. So
the Landerville had some problems.
Yeah, and then Az sent me a message. He's like, you want to come see Mirkwood? I'm like, I can't. I haven't finished chapter 6
yet. He going to, like, summon you or something?
I don't know. He might have, but
that would have been cool.
Yeah, but I thought you would be mad.
Not if you summoned me later.
That's true. Well, you could have found a captain and summoned me. Why didn't you do that? I don't know. I just thought of that right now. Why didn't we get a captain and summon everybody? Or I can't. Well, maybe you
what get... if there's like the mustering horn things?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Can't. Does anybody have any... If anybody's had any experience with that, we'd love to know. I don't know if you can use a captain to get anybody in there. I don't know.
Hopefully it's not. It's not rep based like Lothlorien, is it?
I don't know.
Like we're here.
Well, you know what? I think the quest to get in there starts in Lothlorien, so I'm betting that as soon as we got there, we would have died horribly. But you know what? We could have gone back into Moria, and we would have known where the exit to Lothlorien is. Although Az has shown us the way there before.
Yes.
But you know what, Az? We don't remember.
No, we have no idea. You were very nice to show us
yes,
that, and
we
were not
it.
Attentive students at all.
No, but I'm sure that it will come through the natural flow. We didn't know where the 21st Hall really was, but now we know. Now we could walk there if we wanted to.
Yes.
But we don't have to because we have the mounts.
Oh, I love my goat so much.
Yes. You know what? Adventure pack, totally worth it.
I would have paid $20 for the goat alone.
Yes, that is so awesome.
That goat... It's so nice to be able to mount in Moria.
Yes, it is awesome.
My goat's name is Sage.
Mine is Sage, too. I need to change it.
To Sage.
Yeah, just... Well, I was going to
we're going to find somebody with parsley.
I was going to do Clover. In a tribute.
All right.
But that's kind of weird, now that I think about it.
You're naming her after a stinky goat? That's not very nice.
Yeah, I don't think she would like that. Yeah, maybe she would. I don't know. I'll name it Turbine Rocks. How about that?
I named my soldier Aggro.
I should name mine. Mine is a herbalist. I should name it. Are you doing something? Because I'd never know.
She's always sitting on the ground, like waving her arms around.
Yeah, get up and do something, lazy bum. Okay, so we've kind of diverged, but you know we've done a couple skirmishes and it's been fun. Proceeding through Moria is actually, I think it's actually pretty interesting. I was probably boring to a lot of people by now, but I think the story is fairly interesting. It's all pretty conducive and all kind of flows together.
No, the epic quests in there
the epic quests
require way
gosh.
Too much running around.
Okay, yeah, here's my
go
problem.
Go to the chambers, go to the 21st Hall, go to the delving, go to... It's like...
Why are all the quests in the Chamber of Crossroads sending me back to the Greater Delving? I don't understand that. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why didn't you just put him in the Greater Delving?
You can have a quest hub there.
Where all the friggin' mobs are that you have to kill.
It's like, go there and kill these little bug crap. Okay, these bug craps are everywhere, first of all.
Yeah. And then it's, and I gotta say, the collection quest for spears,
so
blades,
frustrated with that.
And...
Armor
was just...
No, it was shields.
Shields, blades and armor. Made me want... Let's just put it this way. Golden Star stopped following me like 20 times. Not because she was doing something, but because she had fallen asleep.
I did.
She fell asleep. I looked over. I can see her from my desk on the couch. And all I see is the laptop leaning to the left and no head because she's leaning to the right. And I'm just like, Golden Star. Golden Star. She's like, oh, yeah. What?
He needed me because he can't kill anything by himself.
I know. It's not true.
I was done. I was all like, you can finish this on your own.
It was getting to that point. But finally, we found a nice little camp and we got him pretty quickly.
Oh, it was frustrating.
And I found a place to do Morvel, so remind me. To do that.
Why do we need more of... Oh, is that
the letters? Remember the letters that we were trying to do?
I don't remember anything from last
time. Okay, here's a tip. There's a quest in Moria that requires you to get letters from Morvels. There is an instance that the guards have in Dolvenview. If you have an infused sapphire, do that one time, even halfway through it, you will complete the letters.
I have an infused sapphire. I think I have like 5.
It's
because I didn't know what they're for, but it was obvious that they were important, so I put them in my shared storage.
Yep. So I would suggest that heartily to anybody who gets that quest, because if you walk around Moria trying to kill Morvels, you will have your healer falling asleep on the couch while you look for them.
Yes, he knows from experience.
Yes. Okay, so I guess we'll do the Town Crier. Well, you know what? We're already doing the Town Crier.
Ta-da! Town
Crier. This is the show, by the way. This is us talking about our experiences at Moria, or at Mirkwood and everything.
You call it Moria.
It's Moria and Mirkwood. Okay,
the
so...
Moria, Mirkwood. The anyway, Moria, Mirkwood, Charlie.
We had... Since we've done this, we've had a ton of developer diaries. The first one that we have listed in our list, we're just going to go by our list, is the Welcome Back to the Lone Lands. Level 20s to about mid-30s, I think.
I have no...
No input whatsoever. I'm sorry. I've been playing my main for once.
I don't have a 20. Oh, no. I have a 28, but she crafts.
So, this is what I've heard, and this might help people. Those of you who have not finished Book 2, you will need to go back or, you know, I should say probably Chapter 1 book of Book 2, Volume 1. You will need to go back to Bree and talk to Gandalf, because he will send you on a completely different quest to Weathertop, to where the ranger is. He will send you on a horse, so you don't have to walk there.
They're nice.
Yeah. Because it was always kind of like the walk of shame. You need to go to the Lone Lands. Bye-bye.
Good
and
luck.
Then it's, you know, 15 minutes of trying orcs. To... Yeah. 15 minutes of trying to find where to go if you don't know where it is. I mean, you can follow
the path up. I remember we were lost for a while trying to find that, when we first did it.
Yeah, it's horrible. And it's, I think it's like 20 silver to get there from Bree if you have the path in the first place. So it's expensive. And then if you want to get to Weathertop, that's even farther. So, well, it's not fun.
You said there's a horse there now, isn't there?
Yeah, well, yeah, there should be. I think there's a horse there, but Gandalf will send you on a horse.
Oh, is that what you meant? Okay.
Yeah. So, and then you do stuff around there, and then it sends you back to the Forsaken Inn. And then you will get more quests there. I think you probably the same quest, but... and then
it sounds like the same quest. I remember we had to go to Weathertop and find some ranger there. And then we had to go to the top and inspect the stones and stuff.
Yeah, the Eagle
Lane. So it's probably the same kind of thing. Just they're giving you the travel options, which is nice.
And new faction, Eagle Lane, is out there. And doing quests for them is good. Kindred status will get you an instant port there.
Yeah, nice. I must not have done a lot in the Lone Lands because I'm not even through acquaintance with them.
If you've already done the quest out there, it should be pretty easy. The intention was for you to be friendly with them very easily.
Not me.
Yeah. Or, you know, so if you go out there and you're not friendly, you should be able to do a couple quests and get yourself friendly pretty quickly. And then you can start doing the rep grind.
Yay.
So... Maybe we'll have more on that in the future. From what I've heard, it's pretty popular. Lone Lands are very populated right now. I myself, not too much in a hurry to get out there because I figure, why frustrate myself with competition?
But you have a whole bunch of 20s.
Yeah. So, and I gotta admit, I'm interested because I went out there from 19 to about 22 on, or 20 to 22 on my captain. And I left because I was so not happy with it. And went to the Lone Lands. I mean, North Downs. And that's where he is now. And the quests out there were better. So I stayed.
Hmm.
And let's see. Next one was Skirmishes the End.
I didn't read this one.
Okay. What I liked about this one, it's a pretty brief one, but Zombie Columbus kind of talks about the developer diaries and, you know, kind of a little... how the... you know, event, everything kind of started. And he was, you know, he started, this was his kind of, his idea, the skirmishes in the beginning. And it evolved into a huge project where he eventually got a team of people to help him. And in this, he kind of, you know, he kind of singles out everybody and says, you know, thank you, this is what they did. And we really appreciate it. And I think that's good because you don't see that much in the gaming community. It's kind of like, you know, whenever in previous games something would come out. Oh, here's a new dungeon. But we're not going to tell you about anything or anybody who worked on it. Because it's from us as a whole.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's nice that he thanked people, but I don't know if I really care.
Well, everybody likes credit.
Well, sure.
And then he had a brief...
But he didn't credit me. He didn't say, thanks, Golden Star, for being awesome.
Yeah, but if you were on a project and somebody was the front and didn't thank you for it, you'd be pretty upset.
That happens all the time.
And you get upset.
But it happens all the time.
Okay. But he also has a brief FAQ and things like that. And I got to tell you, there's still a lot of these questions that are being asked. So I would suggest reading it. We also have FAQ on our site, too. Which anybody is more than welcome to add to.
Oh, I want you to add to that how I had a hard time figuring out how to customize my little soldier dude.
Oh, yeah, that would probably be a good guide in itself.
I didn't even see the drop-down option thingy that you told me to click on until you told me about it.
Yeah, I will post on that. I will actually do a post on that this weekend.
Okay.
And we'll get it out there. But yeah, it is pretty quick. I guess the best way to what we're talking about right now is how do you customize your soldier? Well, you get the traits from the skirmish captain by bartering for them. And then you get the other ones for cosmetics from the cosmetics guy. But what you should know is that there are checkboxes and stuff that are already checked for you intentionally. The thing to do, go to the cosmetics guy, look at the drop-down filter, and select the one that you want. Because I don't blame Golden Star, because she looked at that list. I looked at that list, and I tell you, the ones I saw in the filter after we filtered it out, they weren't in there before. I swear they weren't in there before.
And I'm still kind of confused about the whole thing. I didn't have enough skirmish marks because I haven't finished a skirmish, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Maybe sometime.
Yeah, when I have enough skirmish marks, I'll worry about it.
Also, I want to thank Az for making a hobbit as his soldier and naming it Merrick.
I got a screenshot. He's slapping you with a fish.
What the hell? Okay. And let's see, another basically purely informational dev diary that we're not going to go through is a legendary pool distribution by class. Yeah, it just basically talks about which ones are A's, which ones are B's, which ones got removed, and which ones got improved. And you can go through them. There's kind of a repeat post on ours, just formatted differently. So a lot of good information there. I mean, it's basically about what to look for. So if you don't know if it's A or B and you're identifying your legacies or getting new ones or upgrading them, you can kind of take a look and see which ones you want. The next one is the skill upgrades. What did you think of this? You did a post on this.
Well, I can only really speak to the classes that I know. The minstrel one, it hasn't worked yet.
It hasn't?
No, because we both died, and the Chorus of Restoration was supposed to remove dread from all members, including the minstrel, and it removed it from you, but not me.
And I wondered about that.
And I tried to play it on myself, and I'm still not allowed to do that.
Huh.
So I don't know if... you know why? I'm not 62.
So tip here, you have to be 62 to get the improved of these, which we're feeling kind of ridiculous right now.
I don't know why.
You know, I saw that. It didn't work for you at 57. That's so crappy.
I don't know why I was expecting it to work.
So here's a hint. If you're not 62, these won't mean a lot to you.
At least I realized that before we posted this and everybody's like, duh.
Yeah, okay. Oh, we're keeping that in there. So anyways, what did you think about it? What did you think about the upgrade? I mean, in general, what do you think about
it? In general, it's kind of meh.
You know what? A lot of these are kind of meh, to be honest with you. Except the Hunter one, where you get a cool little sign on your back that says taxi.
Okay. I don't even think the Hunter one is cool. I mean, the Hunter and the Warden both get a port, but the Warden is self only. But it's just like, they always get, you know.
You know what? This is stupid. It's dumb. I mean, at least, I'm sorry.
You know, at least, the rest of them are doing something that can help, if not in combat, you know, after, like mine will help after a defeat. And that's super useful because we don't die. We're awesome. And that's a lie. But the Hunter is just like, hey, you can port here, which was kind of, you know, expected.
And you know what I also have to say is that if these are reputation based, which they read like they are because they're on the reputation reward vendor, that's kind of a second slap in the face because it's like, hey, not only do you have to get level 62, but you have to get faction with each Hatserion in order to use them. So good luck and have fun with your myth skill. You know, seriously.
What do you think about the Guardian one?
Eh, A bonus is a bonus.
Yeah, that's the same thing with me. And my bonus is just for something that I can use every 30 minutes, and it's only useful if we die.
And the only thing I like about it the most, and since Brutal Charge, basically it replaces charge, and it overwrites a snare, which is nice. But you know what? The cooldown on charge is really, really, really long. At least it feels really long.
How long? You don't know.
It's about a minute at least. Whoa. Okay, no, you know,
mine's
it's more.
30.
It's more than a minute. It's probably about 5 minutes. So it's kind of, but the thing is, when you're fighting and you get snared, if this happens whenever you do anything, whether it's some kind of debuff, you take it off, whether it's with a potion or skill, and it usually comes right back. And you're just kind of like, that was a waste. It's cool. Thank you. We appreciate it.
It's better than nothing, but it's kind
of
meh.
You know, I think all of these were kind of, welcomed by the community with the overwhelming golf clap, which is a very small, mediocre clap.
Yeah, it was just kind of...
It's kind of like, woohoo! Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have been excited because it was an upgrade to something, but I was kind of like, oh, it's going to be something cool, and it's just, it's not something I use very often.
You know, it's kind of like free food. It's free. Except in this case, it's not, because you still have to pay for it. And if you're a warden or hunter, you have to get up your faction. So no, it's not like free food at all. It's kind of like,
wow, that's a really bad.
It's kind of like vending machine food. It's crappy, but you have to pay for it because you're hungry.
And you're like, oh, I just really need a Snickers.
And you're like, wow, that Snickers was awful. Okay, so enough about Snickers. We had a character panel update. Woo! We're not going to talk about that. Okay, stuff got updated. More resist and stuff. I think it's more technical than people really want to go into.
I didn't understand half of it, honestly.
I've got a post on it. Read it, seriously, because if I started going over the air, I'm going to bore you more than usual, and you don't want that.
I will fall asleep, probably.
Yeah, I talked to her a little bit. She was like, what does this mean? And I started talking, and as soon as sentence two was finished, I just saw the Looney Tunes song playing in her mind, and her eyes were glazed over. I'm sorry. It's Animaniacs theme song. What should I call it? Looney Tunes. It was gone. I'm so old.
I love Looney Tunes.
You love Animaniacs more?
I do love Animaniacs.
So here's something that we actually can talk about and that we actually have experienced. The combat changes. I gotta say, I like them.
I have to say, I'm not noticing a huge difference.
I'm noticing a difference. Definitely the tempo and the pace of swinging the sword and swinging the stuff. I still haven't tried my champion. I'm such a lamer this week. Okay.
Lamer?
Well, you know, going over this, the only thing that I can say is that, yeah, it does dumb down the decision when making a decision as far as min-maxing what your weapon's going to be, but I think it puts the focus where it needs to be. The fact that people, you know, primary reason of this change is that people were choosing daggers based on their speed, period.
Well.
And not their bonuses. And I really think that it needs to be on the bonuses.
But I would swing a dagger faster than I would a sword. It's lighter. It's smaller. Stabby, stabby. Quick, quick.
Well, apparently you don't anymore.
I'm just saying, maybe they should have balanced the weapon speeds out a little better.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, you know, an axe and a dagger don't swing at the same rate. Pretty sure I can stab you once or twice before you swing that axe once.
Well, and it doesn't affect me much because I'm a minstrel and I don't swing my weapon all that often.
You do when you're playing with me.
It's because I'm bored. Well, and that, and I have that remove... whatever that thing is where the purple cloud comes up.
Oh, yeah. That is pretty cool animation.
Well, I can remove the armor or whatever they have on them. You can't do that because you don't.
Nope. I cannot.
So it's up to me. I'm using a dagger now, by the way.
Oh.
Because I destroyed all my clubs.
Okay.
Because none of them were any good. But this one has got like a heal threat reduction or something on it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll eventually look at mine and see if there's anyone better, but, you know, and then there are a bunch of damage resistances that were put in, stuff like that. I don't know. Anyways, overall, I think everything is pretty good. I like the changes. I'm happy with them. So let's get on to something that's interesting, or more interesting.
It's more... I just have no comment. I just don't care.
Yeah, I... Fine. Okay, so what else was there going on?
There were new lottery schedules and drawings. Well, they updated the MyLotro system completely.
Yeah, it's 3.0.
There's going to be lotteries on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Woo!
The Monday lottery is just called the Monday lottery. Heaven's Day lottery is on Wednesday, and High Day lottery is on Friday. There's going to be a welcome wagon lottery that also is on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so it's basically the same thing. It's just, it's got a like set schedule now, and it's a lot easier to sign up for the lotteries. If you haven't been to MyLotro lately, you can click on the button and you can check all and then submit.
Yeah. Unless you have alts that haven't been removed from
the system. That's your own fault. You need to go.
I did finally put in a bug. Well, okay. Question, and I think I already know the answer. Is this or is this not a blatant excuse to get people to come to MyLotro?
Of course it is. It's exactly what it's for.
I mean, it was one day a week and now it's 3 days a week.
I think it was just random before.
Well, yeah, it felt random, but I think it was supposed to be once a week, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Well, I got to say, and this, I'm not totally like MyLotro. It's cool. It's actually a lot better now. It's on new hardware, it seems. At least that's what Twitterverse said. And you know what? It feels and acts like it's on new hardware. I don't have to wait 3 hours for it to come back up. And so that's really nice. I still haven't won a lottery, except with the one that doesn't exist anymore.
I have not won a lottery either.
I would like to win a lottery.
I'm a loser.
So, y'all stop entering.
That's your solution.
Well, yes. No, it's really cool. I've heard some really good things and positive things about people who've won. It's still in beta, so give it some time if you win something that stinks. Yeah, it'll get better. And let's see, we had Lotro Dev Chat.
You attended to that while we were on vacation.
Well, I sat in the room, but I came back and helped with the baby.
Okay.
And then I came back and it was done.
I heard it was pretty short.
It was pretty short. I actually had to look at my chat logs a couple times. I heard a lot of interesting questions that were asked beforehand that were not answered.
Oh, yeah?
Apparently, they got a lot of questions that they just didn't answer. It seemed like it took a long time for the devs to respond. So, I don't know what happened, but this just didn't feel coordinated. Didn't feel like it was done very well.
Well, that's kind of what I heard, too, from the Twitterverse, is they were, like, not excited. They thought that the U.S. version was better. And maybe it was just the time difference. I mean, they had to do it during the day, during a work day. They probably...
You know, yeah.
Before Mirkwood, they were probably pretty busy.
Yeah. The only thing that I think I would have liked to see answered is why is there no MyLotro for the Europeans yet? And the only answer I've heard, and this is just listening to different sources, is that the systems are pretty different. I don't know what that means, but I'll just take their word for it. But I would hope to see that soon, because I think a lot of Europeans would really like that. Yes. There's also the Bull Roar test, which was a good intro into frustration. That kind of, everybody got stuck that didn't have a pre-existing character.
Yeah. Or hadn't transferred. You couldn't do the skirmishes, which was pretty much what everybody was trying to do.
Some people who had transferred like several weeks earlier had been able to, but yeah, a lot of people were stuck trying to get into skirmishes. And at least they extended it for over the week. So there's also a scavenger hunt that's going on with the Codemasters until the December 7th.
This is an out-of-game scavenger hunt.
It's very cool. Basically, they've hidden food items on two different websites. And the Codies and Rinkosies.
Rinkosies. We are so horrible at names. We're horrible.
Sorry. Basically, they've hidden these items, and you have to fill out a form that includes the URLs to where the items are hidden, and then you can win a prize, which includes, first place is like a t-shirt and a digital game key for the entire set, including Mirkwood, a forum title and an avatar, and an in-game item, Cloak of the Dark Halls. I mean, geez.
Why not? It's super fun. I think they were having some problems. Heiko talked about how he was having problems submitting his URLs properly.
Yeah, so apparently they were going to fix that, but you never know. He says he was able to finally submit his. So, you know, you can enter as many times as you want. So if you want, just set up a macro and start plugging away. I think it's a cool event. I would like to see something like this for the U.S. I mean,
well, the Turbine did another quiz on Twitter this weekend.
The quiz on Twitter is cool. And congratulations to Howard.
Yes, the DDO and Lotro Herald fellow.
For winning.
He won. That's awesome.
Very cool. See, they're also having a triple pack key award, which is, you know, it's like winning a digital version of all three. That's what triple pack is, isn't it? Just Angmar, Moria,
and Mirkwood. Yeah, it's got to be all three of them, yeah.
And all you got to do is answer, in the book The Hobbit, which of the dwarves fell in the river in Mirkwood?
I know.
You can't tell because it's a quest.
Okay.
And you pick A, Bomber, B, Bifur, C, Bofur.
Pick me. I know.
Okay, what is it?
I know, I'm not going to tell you. You told me not to. We can't put it in there.
Okay. And then you just send the answer to lotrocompetition@codemasters.com with the information. We'll have a link in the show notes. And why not? Why not win something free? It's fun. Now, this one you saw, there was an item about Mirkwood. What to do if you lose your goat due to a full pack.
Yeah, if you logged into CG Mirkwood for the first time and did not get your goat because your pack was full, they have a solution for this. What you need to do is empty at least one slot, you know, put something in the bank, sell it to a vendor, whatever. Make sure you have one slot, log out, and then log back in. Your goat should appear in your inventory in that empty spot. If it does not, you need to file a ticket with the GMs. The reclaim will not work
Your goat. I would say, you know, because it says you might get your breed steed instead. Why don't you clear out like 4 or 5 slots just in case?
Yeah,
I was scared when I logged in with Myrdok because I had a full pack. And you know what filled the last two slots? The new breed pony and the goat. Else I would have been in this experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, sweet.
I'm in the habit of before I log out, I have to clear out my inventory.
Yeah. I'm too lazy. So, Inspired by Greatness is apparently causing some controversy.
No, I don't think a whole lot of people are upset about it. The post by Orion said that Volume 1, Books 1 and 2, we're going to have the Inspire Greatness to allow you to solo the epic quest lines. And Book 1 did not make it into Siege of Mirkwood, but Book 2 does have this buff available for you to do the quests, but Book 1 does not. Some people were asking for it, but I didn't see anybody really upset about it.
From what I've done Book 1 before this came out, I think it's probably sellable for the most part. The only problem that you might have issues with, I think, is
all the Angmar stuff was kind of difficult.
The book two, Volume 1, Book 1, if the Great Barrows is not in Book 2, then you're fine. Because really, the most of it was pretty easy.
The Great Barrows is in Book 1. I'm almost positive that it's in Book 1. From what people are commenting on our blog, because I reported it on our blog, and most people said, Book 1 is kind of sellable already.
Yeah, it really was. I did it, and I was pretty impressed, because it used to be really hard.
They need to get up to those Angmar ones where we are.
Yeah. You know what? The Angmar ones are really hard.
Yeah. We tried to do it with 3, and one of them was a 60. We thought we'd be fine, and we had to pull in another 60 just to get it done.
Yeah. It's difficult. It's not fun. And let's see. North Downs Revamp is taking a back seat to Inspired Greatness because a lot of people like it and like the ideas of actually being able to finish these books. However, they're thinking that they're going to try and go beyond the whole, you can do it at a group or you can do it solo. So people who are wanting to do it with 2 people or 3 people might be able to do it that way.
It sounds like they might be applying skirmish logic to it.
Yeah, which would be smart.
Yes.
Just skirmish all the books. You know what? Skirmish all the books. All the book instances. Just skirmish it all.
Yeah, but some people are pretty excited about a North Downs revamp, and it looks like that's going to be delayed while they finish this Inspired Greatness to at least Book 1.
Yeah, I don't blame you. North Downs is kind of poopy too. But you know what?
The problem with North Downs, it's just so long.
Yeah, you got the Lone Lands now.
Like, if you have to if you have to walk all the way across it, because I didn't have a pony when I first was there.
Yeah, but Founders will now have a pony at 15, and everybody else will have it at 20, so you should have it by the time you get there.
Everybody has it at 20?
You can get the Bree pony at 20.
Or just Founders can get it at 20.
Founders can get it at 15.
The Bree pony.
Yep.
The free one, yes.
So, should be okay.
Yeah, everybody should have at least a pony, I guess.
Okay.
What level can you get a regular mount now?
17.
You're making that up.
I'm totally making that up. I don't know.
Is it still 35?
Well, by all accounts, it seems to be 35. So.
Well, darn. Because I have a captain that's 28, and I was like, if they lowered that too, she could get a mount.
Yay!
So she's still going to be stuck in Estelin making me jewelry.
And just for skirmish news, Trouble in Tuckborough, which you can see if you watch Lotrocast's YouTube channel, has been removed and held back. There was a bug with the last boss, I think. So, sorry.
Yeah, it'll be back in. And it seems like it's a favorite of the beta players because everybody was looking for it. But
yeah, well, just keep in mind that there are skirmishes that don't have raid versions yet, especially with the Book 9 ones. Even though it says that you have raid, you can do it in raid, you cannot. Those versions will be coming out. Trouble in Tuckborough will be coming out. And I would assume that we're going to see more skirmishes in the future that just aren't available right now. So don't worry about it. And if you have any suggestions, you can leave some on the suggestion boards on the forums.lotro.com. And I'm sure that they would really appreciate it.
Yep.
Hey everybody, just wanted to add something real quick. Since recording this, they've taken out the skirmish survival barrows down due to an unforeseen event. Not sure what that means, but we just wanted to include that real quick. And now back to the program. And let's see, we have two player events. Why don't you, Miss Player Event, go ahead and talk about it.
The first one is called Wassailing in the Shire. It's December 18th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is on the Landrival server. You can contact Final Dua or Daija for questions and comments. I will have a link to their post. From what I read, it sounds like it's a caroling throughout the Shire, which sounds fun. I want to go.
Yeah, Funola, I think it is.
It's Funola?
I believe so.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, she doesn't care. I asked her for a pronunciation, and she said, you can pronounce it pretty much however you want.
Okay.
Here it is. So she's really nice, and she was actually contacted us about this, and we'd actually seen it.
Yes.
It looks really good. We're going to try really hard to make this.
I do want to go. I love singing, and I love the Shire, and so Wassailing in the Shire.
Yeah, we don't have any plans for that Friday, and 10 p.m. is right about the time where we become
free. Oh, yeah, baby should be sleeping. It's really going to work out well, I hope.
Yeah, hopefully we can make this one, too.
The Winter Ball, it's December 21st, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is also on the Landrival server. It is hosted by the Seven Stars Kinship. This is just a holiday party that they're going to get together and have some fun.
And I got to say, the picture for it, much like Wassailing in the Shire, is very beautiful.
Yeah, where are people making these beautiful, like, invitations?
Well, see, this is the kind of stuff that you could make in Photoshop if you weren't having to do edits for people's crappy pictures all day.
That's true.
This is for work. This isn't for anybody else's.
Yeah, if I was allowed to be creative, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. We have very non-artistic people that she has to edit for. It's basically, if you're a web person, you have to work with somebody who...
Oh, any art. Like, graphic artists. I'm sure they all deal with the same thing.
Yep. So, why don't we talk about the website poll?
Well, we had a couple since we've been gone for a week.
It feels so long. It feels much longer than that, guys.
It's only been a week, but it feels like we've been gone
forever. I came back and I felt like I was completely out of touch with everything, even though I was reading as much as possible. And I just felt... And Mirkwood hadn't even been released, but I felt just so behind.
Yeah, from a week. It's crazy. The first one was Thanksgiving week. I decided to put up a poll that says, what in Lotro are you most thankful for? It was Thanksgiving in the United States. I know that nobody else celebrates the Thanksgiving. Well, Canada has their own version, but it's like in October or something.
Yep. So thank you for those who voted, even though you didn't have to.
Yeah, so it was nice. We had 62 voters. The winner for that was The Lore with 47 votes. people are most thankful for the lore, which is followed pretty closely by my kinship at 35%. 6% are thankful for their mounts.
You know what?
Considering those are people that just got out of Mount Moria.
Yeah. Considering that you get one at 35, which feels like forever, and then it gets taken away from you.
At 50.
At 50. Yeah, I could understand.
We had some who said other, and they left us responses. Helena Handbasket said she was thankful for her husband because she met him in Lotro, and now they are married and having their second anniversary.
Congratulations.
She calls him the best loot from a video game ever. It's cute.
That's nice.
Harperella is thankful for the music system, which I didn't think to put on the poll, but yeah, that's something very uniquely Lotro.
You know, she sent us a clip of her playing the harp, and I need to incorporate that.
Yeah, you should add that to the show.
Because it's beautiful. She didn't like the quality of the sound, but
I thought it sounded wonderful. I thought
she is very, very talented. Very talented. That's all for that poll. And the next task, which this got quite a few votes. The first task in Siege of Mirkwood.
Yeah, this is, what do you plan to do when Siege of Mirkwood launches? This was the poll last week, right before... No, it was this week. Right before Mirkwood launched, basically. We were asking, once the servers open, what are you going to do in Mirkwood?
Yeah. So, try out the skirmishes. Got a huge 40%.
Yes, that was the clear winner here. We had a total of 115 voters, which is the highest voters ever. We are so excited about that. But skirmishes was the clear, far and away winner here.
You know, I was kind of confused when I did the post on where you can go for skirmishes, and there was a list of like 15 different skirmish camps. But I tell you, after visiting those skirmish camps, I'm glad that there's like 15, because you get near those and stuff stops loading on your computer. Yeah. And God forbid that you actually log out there, because you will take a long time to log in. Even on a nice computer, you log in, but you know, you're standing in the middle of a camp. Then the camp suddenly has tents. Then the camp has like a few players, a few NPCs, more players, more NPCs.
Yes, we get
and then
the
it
point.
Goes until you can't see anymore.
Yeah, I had to turn off my name badges because it was just a blur of letters.
Yeah.
Over everything.
You know, thank goodness for the skirmish join panel. Yes. That you can use to join anywhere.
But yeah, so 40% said try out the skirmishes. 20% were going to head straight to Mirkwood itself and see what's there. 18% said they were going to do everything on their list. I had a list about 5 things that they said they're going to try everything. 9% said they're going to check out the Lone Lands. 7% said they're going to play around with their new legendary items. And 6% said they were going to check out the combat changes.
And what is this week's poll?
This week's poll is, what's your verdict on Mirkwood? Are you enjoying it? Do you like it? Don't like it? Disappointed? What is it?
Enjoying it. Even though I haven't stepped foot in it, I gotta say, skirmishes are pretty awesome. Changes are pretty awesome. I'm happy. I am a happy hobbit.
Yeah, I'm pretty satisfied with everything.
You know, shared storage, I've already filled up half of it.
Oh, I've already...
With freaking legendary items that won't stop dropping.
I've filled in probably, I think I have like 2 slots of my 20. It needs to be bigger. I need to be able to increase it.
Yeah, we need to expand that, you know, and hopefully not for as much as, okay, bank slots are expensive. Like 2 gold.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I think I have everything but 2 of the banks.
I'm a poor little hobbit.
But I had to get those things because I just have so much crap.
I do too. General thoughts on Mirkwood? You want to keep it with just you're happy with it?
All I've really tried is the skirmishes. I love my... Okay, I love my goat. I think that right now is my favorite thing in the whole... Maybe I'll like skirmishes more when I can actually win one.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like them. I do like it. I've had fun in the ones that I have done, even though I lost. I didn't care. Oh, and I got that... Like, it's a shame debuff. Is that
right,
what it's called?
You said shame?
Yeah. I died so often in the 12-man that I did that I had like a 21% decrease in the number of skirmish marks I could earn.
Yeah.
I was honestly tempted to try to keep going to see if I could get it to 0.
Well, I think one of the things to remember is that everything is every dungeon, every encounter is hard the first time you do it. And it's going to be hard the first 10 times you do it.
It was crazy, though. The 12 man that I went to, it was... we did really well up until we got to the last area where there are four nemesis bosses.
Like I told you, you get to that last boss, it's like you just ran into a Mack truck. It's just coming straight for
you. There was one where I did die because like a Frostgrim came out. And I just don't know enough about them because I'm 57 and I don't raid. But I apparently was standing too close because it exploded and I instantly died.
I think I'm going to stick with the Barrows Down one because I know I'm supposed to die in that one. And so if I do, I won't feel bad. Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm going to go with. I think I'm pretty happy with everything. The only thing I don't like is that I feel that the skirmish percentage, the amount of skirmish marks you get percent-wise as you decrease the level is a very, very steep slope. If you do, I think it's at 57, if you do a level 51, it is like 40% of the skirmish marks. And that feels like a pretty steep drop. Because we did a level 51 and we got our behinds handed to us.
Well, we did a three-man with two people.
That's
but
true.
But still, supposedly these things were six levels below us.
Yeah. You know what? They didn't feel like six levels below us. They looked like it, but then they didn't feel like it.
Exactly.
So that's about it. I think overall, I'm happy. I'm cool with calling this expansion. I wouldn't call it a micro expansion. Doesn't feel small. Feels pretty big.
They put a lot of little pieces. It's sure we didn't get a huge area, but there are so many little pieces, and it seems like there are so many people happy with the skirmishes.
Yeah, overall, I think it's a very good solid package. It feels like a good expansion. I'm not upset about how much money I spent over it. I'd do it again. No questions asked. And, I'm looking forward to the next one. See what else they come out. And I'm looking forward to seeing what other content they release for this chapter of Lotro. And that's pretty much it. So onward to raise your glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
And welcome to Raise Your Glass. This past couple of weeks, we had a listener mail from...
Kuyon.
And what does he write?
He said he heard an excellent program on NPR with Neil Gaiman that might change Golden Star's mind. Neil Gaiman asks, heard any good books lately? And the article was about audiobooks and... his take on the whole genre, I guess.
Yeah, it's basically positive. I know if you read some of Stephen King's works or read his interview, he actually had his kids record books on tape and he would pay them for it while he would listen to the tapes and listen to the books. And not only
of
did
his
have,
books? Or
no, just books that he wanted
general?
To read. Yeah. So he likes books too. He's actually read a couple of his books that you can hear on Audible. But your major contention about audiobooks that we talked about after getting this mail was you like to hear the voices in your own...
In my head, yes.
You like to hear the voices in your head.
I like to give the actors, based on their description in the book, their own little voice. And if it doesn't match what I think it should be in the audio version, I get really turned off.
Yeah, and this is pretty... If you go through some of the Audible books... and you listen or you look at some of the reviews, even if it's a good book, a lot of people will give it less stars because they don't like the narrator's voice. One good example of this actually is if you go to iTunes and look at like Comics to Life for The Watchmen. I was interested in looking at it because this gentleman reread the whole Watchmen graphic novel, and one of the people just can't stand his voice when he does females.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they can't stand it. And I think if you want to listen to good ones, and if you like kind of sci-fi, fantasy, / western, The Dark Tower has actually two different readers, because the first one was in an accident and could no longer perform. Oh. And Stephen King actually started a foundation for him. But the both of the narrators for that series of books, for The Dark Tower's books, are actually... quite good. and they are really excellent readers.
I do like have books being read to me. I remember, this is so ridiculous, but I think I was a freshman in high school, and we had we were supposed to read To Kill a Mockingbird.
Right.
And we had a teacher who would read it to us with voices for all the characters. And this group of like 15-year-olds were all enthralled. It was like it was kindergarten story time again. We waited and waited for the end of the class where she would read a chapter of the book or two with the voices.
Yeah, it's really good. And I think, and as far as the Lord of the Rings version that I've heard, you heard The Hobbit. He does an okay job. He's pretty good about sticking to his different
characters. Well, it's hard. You have to come up with 15 voices for all the dwarves and the...
Yeah, luckily for him, most of the dwarves don't have very active roles. Yeah. You know, basically it's Bomber, Neely, Feely, Thorin, and that's about it. But, you know, that aside, I think they're good. I mean, definitely I can see the contention. You might not take in as much as when you're reading, but, you know, they serve their purpose, I think.
I think that they are very entertaining. When I was driving by myself on our commute, because now we carpool, but I loved listening to audiobooks. Yeah. It's great in the car.
I remember you would get upset if you had a change in your schedule because you couldn't hear on satellite radio your book every hour.
Oh, yeah, there was... always the book drama channel on the satellite radio, and it would always be on as I'm driving home, and it'd only be a half an hour, so it wouldn't be the whole drive. But if I was late or had to leave early, I was so annoyed when I would miss that time frame.
Yeah, and I think we talked about it, and you've been shown some interest in the George R.R. Series of George R.R. Martin series, Fire and Ice.
I don't remember. I forgot what it's called.
But it's actually very good. And I actually have all the releases on audiobook. So you're thinking about listening to those on our commute. And I think actually when you get to Feast of Crows, I stopped listening. I can't remember why. I stopped listening on that book. So maybe we'll listen to that together. And maybe this next one when it comes out.
Yeah. So, but it was a good article. I'll link to it. And thank you, Kulian, for sharing that with us.
Okay, we have an extra, extra, extra long list of people that we will thank, and we'll just go ahead and get started.
Well, this will be like speed reading edition.
Yep. And we'd like to thank Alperos,
Az,
Battle Maiden,
Bouquet,
DeBerg,
Doc Holliday,
Elandria,
Iridar,
Fionnila,
Frandok,
Gallansverd,
Geraldorn,
Javias,
Green Armadillo,
Gunther,
Harparella,
Hatch,
Haiku,
Helena Handbasket,
Hobbit and Redhead,
Istian,
Ayuzapiro,
James,
Jackson 92,
Jim Wise,
Kale,
Cora,
LD,
Longass,
Maltbeard,
Mitch Gant,
Alexker,
Pete S,
Phoebe,
Poinky,
Ronnie,
Rob Tiltson,
Robert,
Ryan,
Sean McSeventy-4,
Stormwall,
Talba on Landerville,
Turnell,
Tony,
Vivictus, you say it.
Vivictus MX.
And Room Fondle. I can get that one. We also have several iTunes 5-star reviews. We'd like to thank you.
Gallansverd.
Sigyn the Dwarf.
And Darken David.
All right, so how can people contact us?
You can visit our blog at casualstroll2mordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstroll2mordor. We are on Twitter at @stroll2mordor. And we are on Facebook if you search for Casual Stroll to Mordor or click on the link that's on the left of the right side of our blog. You can find us there. If you want to leave us a review on iTunes, we'd really appreciate it.
So thank you all for listening. Sorry for the vacation. Hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Or Thursday.
And hope you all are enjoying Mirkwood.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.